Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy. Hit the Diva Squad. 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 Angie. 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 Rachel. 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 And T. 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 T.
Hey, what's up, y'all? This Jay. And I want to say I love chilling with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays, talking about I love them. Shout out to the GQ Palace. It's Butterbait. It's Butterbait.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Hey, hey, it's Lavina, the Divine Queen. There's nothing better to do on Wednesday night than spend my time with the Diva Squad, chilling 7 to 9 p.m. Love Fantasy.
GQ Palace Radio.
Wednesdays, 7 to 9, I listen to the Diva Squad on GQ Palace Radio Station. Loving it, loving it.
The Diva Squad.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
The Diva Squad.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Yeah, yeah.
What a big, what a big, what a big, what a big.
The Diva Squad. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Diva Squad.
Enjoy grown and sexy topics and the best slow jams. So sit back and enjoy the ride with the Diva Squad. This is T.
And I am Rachel.
And our other diva, Angie, will be on shortly. How about that?
Okay. All right.
Diva, how are
Hello.
You?
I am all right. How are you?
You know what? I have missed you guys. Like, it seemed like it's been forever since I've been here, you know?
You sound fabulous. How are you feeling?
I feel like a brand new woman, okay?
Great.
And I'm not going to complain about nothing because it ain't even worth it.
Good. That's what's up. We miss
Listen, I'm putting my good foot forward. Yeah.
That's what's up. We miss you. And
I missed you, Divas, last week. Oh, my God.
Know.
I miss y'all.
We're so grateful to have you back. Welcome.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome.
You know, like I said, sometimes us divas have different things we have to do, whether it be health-wise or children-wise or whatever the case is, we do what we got to do. And that's
exactly
why I said other diva will be joining us shortly. But other than that, you know, I like to give a shout out to, I guess, what is it, Virgo season?
I believe so. Yes.
Yeah.
I believe so.
Yes,
Leo is over and done with it. Now it's on with the Virgo.
Yes, we definitely giving a shout out to all the Virgos and everything like that. And yes, I want to give a shout out to the Archibald family that had their reunion, and his mother with her big birthday bash.
All right.
Which is our CEO, our executive producer, also had their reunion a week before last. I'd like to give a shout out to their big family.
All right.
You know, actually, the Holland family, which is my family, also had their reunion week before last.
Oh, good.
And I was
okay.
Unable to attend because of sickness. You know, and as we all know, this is the season to, like, come together as a family and, you know, hey, just reunite. You know, because we have so many families that, like, just, you know, go apart or whatever the reason is. Actually, I can't say a shout out, but I want everyone to keep the Bethea and Moore family, which is with my daughter. Her aunt was murdered on Sunday night, and, you know, everybody keep them in prayer and everything like that.
Right.
Which will be coming to one of our topics as well, you know, domestic violence. You know,
okay.
It's not a joke anymore.
Oh,
it's
no, not at all.
It's never been a joke. You know, it's real, ladies and gentlemen, you know, because men are in a violent relationships as well. You know, it's not just men killing women. It's women killing men as well. And
I agree. We see it.
Somewhere,
we see it every
you know,
day.
We got to stop the violence against each other. or whatever it is, we've got to stop. You know, life is too short, and God knows. You know, I was just speaking to some people earlier, like, we sitting here talking right now, but you, me, the CEO, executive producer, Angie, the other host of GQ Palace, our friends, our family, none of us are promised the next second.
Exactly.
You know, so let's live it like we've never lived it before, and always, always tell someone that you love them, because you never know when that time is going to be that last sign.
Here today, going tomorrow.
Exactly. Yeah, you know, and with that being said, you know, we can either go to a song or we can, like, jump into the topics. I mean, you know, hey, it don't matter to me.
Mm-hmm. Let's go into a song, Diva.
All righty then, let's do it. If our DJ is missed, there we go. Everybody hold the line.
Welcome to GQ Palace Radio. You are now on Love Fantasy with your Diva Squad, T, Rachel, and Andy. It's butter, baby, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, show your love for the ambassador of R&B, Mr. Chenier.
It's a lights, camera, action. When you walk up in the building and you're looking mighty fine, come take a picture with your boyfriend. I see you rolling with your girls now, showing out with your girls now.
That's right.
With your drinks in the air, party like you just don't care. No, 'cause they're playing your song to move your body all night long. To move your body, baby. Know exactly what to do. Ooh. To make your body shining, girl, you're shining.
Come on.
Party lights, city lights. Let's go get in the crazy lights. Feel like looking nice. Don't need the stress. Let's go tonight. Be the night, ladies, night. Be the night. Buy you a good, feel good tonight.
Fellas, I want you to take your lady and grab her by the hand and bring her on the dance floor.
Come on.
Because I gotta dance to this song. Anybody can do it. Follow me.
Come on.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio. Love Fantasy, with that Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Diva Squad, Angie, Rachel, and T.
Right, exactly.
Okay,
topic. Let's open up the phone lines. Get the topic.
Do you really want to go there?
Oh, yes. I am ready.
I have like three topics off the top of my head that we're going to get into, and I'm going to read them all.
Okay.
And then you can answer them in whatever order you like. But the first one is, what would you do if your mate had a change of mind days before you two were to get married?
Oh, my.
The second one, what advice would you give to someone that's in a domestic violence relationship? And the third one, is it okay for your mate to call everyone boo, hon, bae, and bae, et cetera?
Oh, my.
And, Kia, since you're not a guest, but you're our special person, if you'd like to go first, you can, or Rachel or myself. It's, you know, it's basically up to whoever. Because
that
I can definitely
one,
go in.
That first one, I know a guy. Well, he don't. Y'all don't know him. He's probably on my page too, but I don't care. I know this guy. I mean, and he did it for the right reason. But you know what? He pulled out at maybe, I won't say, but you know, he pulled out maybe, say he was supposed to get married. I think the wedding was in July. He pulled out like the end of March, beginning of April.
Wow. Well, you know, my reason for asking that, because I forgot what show it was, but this dude actually staged his death because he didn't want to get married, but he wasn't dead.
That's you. See, this is what he was. What I don't get, T, is, I mean, don't get me wrong. The girl was like, you know, she. I mean, you know what he was getting. You know what he was getting so hesitant, and by talking to him, I've heard it, and I'm saying to myself, what are you going to do? So he said, but you're not. You're like, you know, I'm not talk to you. I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to get married. I got my invitation in the mail. I mailed it in. You gotta be glad I didn't buy the gift yet or anything. But, you know, but that is serious, T. I mean, this time it was a guy.
My thing is, Kia, some people think that they are actually ready, but at the end of the day, they're really not.
Yeah,
you know,
ready.
Some people say that, you know, hey, I'm getting married. But are you getting married for the right reasons or the wrong reasons? Are you just getting married to say, I have a wife or I have a husband? No, that's not a good enough reason.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know what the guys get so blinded by, because you know how we want. Because you know how, I guess, guys, you just see female. You don't hear people that just talk to you. You really don't know if they don't understand what they're saying. He was more like that, and I guess he was just, like, trying not to make her unhappy because, you know, it's like, you know how he said, like, he loved her. You know, he loved her. He don't want, you know, whatever, but he don't want to get married yet. He don't think he should, you know. But the thing about this, I'm saying to myself, that affect both sides of the family. Because as far as the bride, mother, it does. It affects both sides.
Uh-huh.
That's true. You know, the bride and the mother, the groom mother, the, you know, it's like everybody's getting anticipation. You know, she's... You know how it is, Rachel, you're gonna go through that with your daughter, especially with farm and stuff. Everybody, my father's always thinking, like, Daddy, you said I can get whatever I want. Don't talk now. You know? Because we just tend to do a lot of stuff when it's our farm. We trying to get this, buy this, and buy that.
Exactly.
Can you imagine you trying to buy the flowers, get the dress, get the bridesmaid dress?
Yeah, a lot of things that you spent money on.
Preparation. Wow. Girls that made their payments for their dresses, and those that have been in weddings, you know how some weddings are expensive. But you thinking of bride?
That's true, Kia.
Crazy as hell that we got to
pay
for that dress.
I agree.
I already know how it goes. And you are
I agree with you 100% because, like I said, you know why you got to already know that you're not ready for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So why even take anybody, whether it be the bride, the groom, or whoever, why take them through this situation and these changes when you already know this is not what you want.
Right.
You don't even want this marriage. You know, and if a woman come to you and be like, babe, let's get married, or the man come to you and, babe, let's get married, if you're not ready, don't agree to it.
That's it.
Mm-hmm. Keep doing what you're doing. If you're living together, whatever the reason is, keep doing whatever you're doing.
Some people, like myself, I'm going to use myself as an example. At that time, I thought it would keep him. I thought it would calm him down, make him, you know, a better person to me.
Uh-huh.
I thought, at that time, my self-esteem was so low. And I'm thinking, oh, it's going to keep him. It's going to make him better. He's going to treat me better. He's going to treat me like the world, like the queen I am. Wrong.
And I understand that, Diva Rachel, because, you know, actually, I think I was 29 when I first got married, you know, my first and only marriage as far as right now. I don't know if I want to ever do it again, but, I mean, it depends. But I'm just saying, at that time, you know, we didn't have any kids. And, you know, he was like, I want you to be my wife.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because you was out here doing, you know, dumb things, and you know that I knew, and, you know, it was like, oh, wow, do I take her hand in marriage and just to show her that I want to be here? It didn't work like that. It really, truly didn't work like that, because at the end of the day, okay, we got married. 2 weeks after we got married, you went out of town with another woman.
Wow.
You know, what did you want to do? Give me your name? You know, because things was good before we got married. Once we got married, everything went downhill. You know, and I fell for an annulment. I mean, really? You know, thank God that we didn't have this huge wedding. We had it at my brother's house. But at the same token, you know, it didn't work like it should have worked.
Pay attention to those red flags, women. Pay attention.
Exactly.
Know your self-worth. Know that you are far better than what you are getting.
And you're right, Rachel, and you're right, Steve, but make it so bad. It's like, you know, it was so many people. It was, and like I said, you know, you get ready for ramification. That's all I said. Get ready for the red flag. Because, you know, her family, and you know that his cousins were saying, well, ain't none of his sisters married. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Exactly. You're right,
Kia. Don't bring that up in the air, whatever. Right now, and, you know, just because we're friends, I'm trying to put myself in a humble position. Steve, this is a dream. This is the wedding piece. Just like, can you imagine? Yeah, you used to see her little notebook, y'all. You know how we got her little notebook and stuff like that. And all of a sudden, and he comes tell you, and you get that I'm not ready to get married. Like, what?
Right. I mean, you know, don't stop playing with people's heart. Bottom line. Bottom line, if you're not ready, even for a relationship, bump the marriage. If you're not ready for a serious relationship, stop playing with people's heart.
I know a couple recently, great friends of mine. I grew up with the male. He has been a male whore, if I may use this word, for the longest time. And I love him to death. However, he would get into all this trouble, get D-weed, and be out with all these girls. And just, he's always been just, anyway, just this one girl who really loved him, who he really, was not attracted to, but she was always there for him no matter what, so he always stayed with her. She was his main squeeze. She would bail him out of jail, go pick him up when he'd be stuck at the motel with some other chick drunk.
Wow.
Now, recently, he did this a year and a half in jail, and she did this stint with him, and she ended up getting pregnant, having twins, they got married, and knowing he doesn't really want her like that, he went through with this because this girl has money, her family has money, and it's so sad. You know, I wish I said something
for a dollar bill.
And so now they have the twins.
Almighty dollar.
They're married, and I know, you know,
And she's just so stupid. She's just so stupid. And so is he. But
well, they were, she thought she was in love, but
yeah,
she was in love for all the wrong reasons.
And, yeah, and she still has no clue. The girl has no clue.
Wow.
Never pay attention to any of the red flags. But some of us have,
right,
have to do that. Some of us have to go through it, and it takes years.
Yes.
And that's just what it is. Just what it is. Experience is a great teacher. Experience.
Yes.
Well,
And my second topic, and I, Akia, trust me, you know I love you. And I know that it probably hit home for you, but it was just something that I went through on Sunday with my daughter, being her aunt and everything like that. And that was, what advice would you give to someone that's in a domestic violence relationship? You know, we've spoke to you, Kia, numerous of times on the situation with your sister. And I want to share a story with you guys, which is still hurting and biting at me, like, to right now. You know, I've shed many of tears. I can't tell you why it happened or, you know, what really do my feelings are. But on Sunday, this past Sunday, I called my sister-in-law, my daughter's aunt. We were married to brothers, okay? She got divorced, so am I divorced, and everything like that. But we kept in contact. We just found each other on Facebook maybe like last year. But we just talked like 2 weeks ago, right? And she was like, yo, we got to get together because my daughter don't know her father's side. I say, neither does mine. Okay, so I'm looking at a post this past Sunday, and her daughter, which is, I thought she was 21, but she's only 19, with a baby, says, I have the biggest hole in my heart. My mother is gone. Everybody like, what do you mean your mother is gone? But she never responded. So I hit the father up, the young girl's father. I'm like, yo, brother-in-law, I still call him brother-in-law, what is she talking about? He said, T, I really don't even know. Okay, you don't know, so who do know? So I asked her sister, which is her stepsister, Kika, what's going on? She said, I don't know. Dad can't get in contact with anybody. We don't know what's going on. That morning, Monday morning, which this Monday, found out, 43 years old, was stabbed to death by a jealous man. He killed her. Her daughter was in the house with her baby, looking out the whole time. She, like she said, even though she called the police, but within a blink of an eye, her mother was gone.
Wow.
You know,
wow.
I am still, like, baffled with this. And she was the sweetest, let's say. I mean, you know, I thought I was short, but actually she's shorter than I am. This man had to be 6 foot plus. But she might have been 5 feet.
Wow.
Why did you have to kill
her? Wow.
You know, so my thing is, he probably was saying the whole time that he was killing her, stabbing her, if I can't have you, nobody else can.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Domestic violence, if you're ladies, men, whoever, if you are in a relationship like this, please, 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 leave.
Yeah.
Nowadays, restraining orders don't even make a difference.
Don't even work. Nope.
If you have been abused, any type, verbally, mentally, physically, get the hell out. I'm just saying this from the bottom of my heart because I'm hurting now. You know, and like I said, Kia, we already know what you have been through.
You would think,
you know, and you can tell the callers again about what you've experienced with your family in this manner.
I was 9 at the time, and I wasn't living in Jersey. That we was 9 at the time. My sister, I think she had came home. I'm trying to think when she came home Christmas or whatever. Mom, you know how your mother know yet? At instant, but she told my mother, "I'm fine, Mom. I mean, I'm good. I'm okay. Well, you know, we're gonna come to Carolina maybe like in March or something. Also, when it's going to, you know, come to Carolina, we'll fly up there and stuff like that." And nothing like it. My mother's just like, "Okay, well, you she said she was okay. Well, I'm good about that." So, you know, a couple of months past Christmas, gone. We're going into New Year, Happy New Year. You know, I'm like, February was downtown tonight. My parents went to a military ball. You know, military had like a ball. And we were our home. I think my sister was there, you know. And my sister, it was a phone call that came. And my sister was, I guess she was half asleep. I don't understand what you're saying. So she came in the room and she said, "Something happened to kid." And I'm like, looking like, "Well, what?" She said, "I don't know." But she's going to call daddy, call back. She said, "Mommy, daddy's not here." So, you know, whatever. So we waited. So, you know, when my mother came in the house, I guess it was like week morning, whatever, and my father came, I guess my mother answered the phone, and she said, hold on. And I'm just like, you know, we just should have, you know, I was at home, like, "What's going on?" When my mother screamed, we said something happened. And then my father got the phone, and I guess later on, you know, whatever, she was the 15th. And mind you, my birthday was going to be to the 16th, which is the day after. And my mother said, can't be. She's calling her brothers. And they got the phone call. They was already en route to go to where she was at, to the, whatever, you know. And my mother said, I heard my, you started hearing like the phone ringing, like saying, you know, he shot in the head. She's like, "What? Cool." But, you know, and yeah, he came. And I think somebody said, like, he said, I just want to talk to you. She opened the door. And I guess, you know, they was talking or whatever. And I guess the neighbor said something about, you know, it wasn't an argument or whatever. And next thing you know, you heard the shot rang out. And that was it.
Wow.
And he left. And, you know, they caught him. But, you know, my uncle got there. And he was like, you know, the cops had came. And, you know, they was already searching for him. And, you know, things like that. And it was just like, you know, I'm just sitting there like the whole day. It was the 15th. It was like downtown, they were 14th, but she actually got the 15th. Which is that, you know, that night, it was like, they pronounced it dead, like, after, that's 12 midnight when they pronounced it dead.
Right.
So it made the 15th, I'm feeling like, oh, man. So my other brother had called, so he called, and, you know, everybody was getting a phone call, like, you know, and you know the next day when you start getting phone calls, everybody calling in with their condolences and calling in, and I'm just, like, sitting, like, the next day would be the 16th was going to be my birthday.
Wow.
I was going to turn 10 on the next day. I'm like, so my father and my other brother was preparing to fly out. They flew out that day. My father finally got a flight out, go to Carolina. We flew out so the 16th, like 2 days later, like the intimate, so like the day of my, and my mother's left heart. I remember having a cake and some like something stuff to eat for my birthday, because, you know, my birthday was the next day. We didn't fly, we was packing, we were preparing to fly out, and we flew to Carolina, and it was just like, it's like you just, you know, like, you don't face until you get there, like, I never went to the morgue or anything like that. I never went there. My father was already took care of all that, and my mother got down there. And just seeing my mother's face the whole flight to South Carolina, you know, to South Carolina, is just like, she, you know, she's the oldest of all of us, so, you know, the disgust look on my father's face when we landed, he picked us up, is you could see my parents was heartbreaking, you know. My mother just saw her a couple of months ago. She said she was fine. You know,
wow.
You know how you don't know what's going on, and you know, and
exactly.
My brother was
we're
like,
going to just pause for a minute. Just pause for a minute, Diva. I'm going to bring Shelly on, and we're going to continue on.
Okay, cool.
Shelly, are you there? Shelly, are you still there? Shelly? Hello? Shelly, are you there?
Oh, there she
I'm
is.
I'm here.
Oh, hey. Okay. How are you, Diva?
Hello, beautiful Diva Queens. How are you guys doing?
Hi, we're good. We're just
good, babe, and yourself?
Good.
Actually, listening to Kia. She's actually, like, explaining what had happened with her as far as domestic violence with her sister. You know, I just went through, and I'm still going through it, but we're going to let Kia finish, then we're going to come back to you.
You know, a precept example, like, you know, we see my cousin. My sister, out of my mother's sisters, my mother and my mother's other sister, the only two siblings that was a daughter to violence. My cousin, her boyfriend, well, the guy was there, he came into the bar and killed her. My sister, he came to her house. So, you know, you would think, like, you know, you everybody had to say, like, oh, they're good, yeah, I'm good, hey. You know, you see them have to look out and everything, think nothing is going on behind closed door and stuff like that. And stuff like that. It's just like, you know, the terms of how, you know, it angers my uncle and it angers my father for a long time. Because, I mean, you know, it didn't have any effect on me, but it had a lot of effect on my two other older sisters. They went through pure hell because it was like, you know, you got a Marine dad. He ain't testing nothing. His no is sharp. No. You know, you got 24-hour security going wherever you got to go. So I used to laugh. This is a human because my sisters, they were just like so fun. Like, I can't believe you're not going to allow us to go out on. Well, I can't. No. If you're going, then you got to take someone else. He got to go. He got to pick you up. Daddy, I got my license. I'm driving. I don't care. You're not driving here. So you know.
Right.
That's the thing that you went. It eased my father's heart later, you know, because it's like he had three other daughters. He was not going through this. He had three other daughters.
Right.
But my aunt took that to, you know, both my mother and my aunt, they were just something because, you know, she wasn't the oldest, my aunt's oldest daughter. She was maybe the middle of the baby. But he came in the bar like working.
Wow.
And he shot her. So two first cousins killed by the hands of God was done. So
and that's what I'm saying, Kia. It doesn't matter anymore. If you get these restraining orders out on men or women, it doesn't matter, right? Because this happened in her front yard at home.
Right.
Wow. Now, and like her daughter was like, you know, she expressed, it wasn't nothing she could do. Because what if she would have went out there with her and her baby? He could have killed them too. The only thing she knew to do was to call the police. But within a blink of an eye, her mother was dead. When the police got there, she was laying there in her front yard, dead. He's standing there like, well, I was cut up too. No, you cut yourself, nigga. Excuse me for saying that. You cut yourself. I can't even say the words I really want to say. But this happened in west of Salem, North Carolina, on Sunday.
Wow.
And, you know, like I said, this chick, 5 feet, he's probably like a whole foot and plus taller than her. You know, why you couldn't just restrain her, like, you know, why are you doing this to me? Obviously, you felt like you had nothing to live for. You didn't care. And he has been charged with first-degree murder. But at the same time, you have two kids and a grandkid, a mother, sisters, siblings. That's without their sister.
Yep.
All she wanted to do was just live the right life. You know,
girls
went to church every Sunday. You know, it doesn't matter what you do. When you got a fool out here that doesn't care, it doesn't matter to them.
Not at all.
That's true.
You know, and I'm serious. I haven't found the words because even though I've lost my mother wasn't lost to a tragedy, though. How do I go to her and say, baby, I feel your pain? I can't.
Right.
I can't. You know, and she calls me auntie, and she's like, well, auntie, but why did he have to take my mother? What do I tell her?
Wow.
I've been crying since Sunday.
Well, you know,
but
you know,
I felt like this would be a great topic.
You know, she's gonna weep because, you know, she's gonna weep. She's gonna weep. She's gonna feel that pain. She's gonna feel that heartache. But when she's surrounded by love and prayer, believe me, she will get through it.
She will. She will.
Because you have to be able to. She will get through it. The birthday is going to come. Of course, when the birthday's coming, when her birthday comes, and of course, my mother expressed it yesterday because you know we're going on some years of not having her around birthday, Christmas, and holiday, but she still plays a part in our everyday life because she is the firstborn.
And you know the crazy thing is, she just turned 19 on the 17th of this month.
Wow.
You know, and she's like, okay, I don't really know you, Auntie. No, you don't. You know, but I know my mother knew you because now that she's gone, I see her messages and things like that. And I think, you know, because her and I, we went in. We had some great, oh, my God. And like I say, the last couple of weeks, her and I had really went in with each other and everything like that. And she was like, we got to hook up, sister-in-law. You know, we still call each other sister-in-law. Uh-huh. And I was like, sure. You know, actually, I told her, I'm planning on coming to West Salem before the summer is over. You know, and I said, you can meet your great-nephew. She said, yeah, because I haven't seen Kiara. She haven't seen my daughter maybe since my baby was maybe two. And my daughter's 24 now. You know? And just to think that we were planning on doing these things, you know, whether she came here to Jersey or I went to Carolina or whatever, it's a heartbreaker.
Well, that's where you have to stay connected with that daughter. Because, you know, people don't understand the grieving process is over, everybody go home, you still call to see how that family is doing.
Yeah.
Because everybody, once you get leave the repast, you know, everything, you got to, you know, if you got that type of friends and family, and I thank God that my mother stayed covered because my father, it took him a minute because he was still battling this because this guy took his daughter.
Right.
So, you know, you got that family support, so you have to be there for her.
And you don't see no right, you don't see any right at all. You know, far as you see is that I need to get to this man, which a lot of her nieces, nephews, family members were saying, you know, I wish that he would, well, yeah, we do all wish that he'll rot in hell.
Oh, you going to see
but
him. You gonna
do
see
not
him.
Go
you
after this man for the simple fact. When the police got there, he was still there. And like I said, he talking about, well, I'm cut. Yeah, okay, we're taking you to the hospital, right? But they charged him with first-degree murder. Thank God.
They shouldn't have. That's what they should
you
have.
You got him so the family can rest. You're not going to rest. I don't care what.
Oh, yeah, you're not.
I don't care if you do have this guy. They're not going to rest. Her daughter is always going to wonder why. And this happened right, and like I said, she didn't know what to do. You're 19 years old. You're in the house. You're hearing your mother scream like Bloody Mary. Like, you know, you look out the window, you seeing your mother just continuously being stabbed.
Wow.
And your grandbaby, and I thank God that he's only 9 months old.
Yeah.
He won't remember any of this.
Of course he won't remember nothing of that. None of that.
But it hurts. You know, and he's like, well, Auntie, are you going to be able to come? You know, and granted, all jokes aside, she was like, I don't really know you. I don't even really know my cousin, Keith. But if you guys can get here, and if any way possible, I'm going to be there for this kid, her brother, her son.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because she's just been posting up on Facebook, and it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
All of her friends, you know, was like, if you guys, actually, I'm going to put a picture of her on my page.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see this smile, that's all this girl ever, ever, ever did, long as I've known her. And like I said, I've known her 20-plus years. She's 43 years old. So that goes to show you, I've known her for a while.
Did anyone know about was there prior violence
you know, was she speaking on?
I seen one post saying that that she's been trying to get out of this relationship for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And she was unable to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know if she took out charges, what the situation was.
Mm-hmm.
But this one guy said, you know, she's been trying to get out of this relationship for a while.
Wow.
And he guessed that this is what she was trying to do.
Yep.
You know, and he wasn't accepting. He was actually 9 years older than her. And I guess he felt like, you know what? What do I have to lose?
Yeah.
Right.
She was 43. He was 52. You know,
that's the toughest thing, too, when you're down in the South. Because, you know, everybody know everybody, and you know each other's family. To this day, you can see some of his cousins. The guy that killed my sister, you see his cousins. Like, you know his fam. You know what I'm saying? They over the back track was over that way down there. They're the family up. They're the Johnsons, Linda. You know, you see them. You know, I don't know them personally, but I, like, my cousin would say, that's impossible.
Right, blah, blah, blah. Right.
You, because in the South, it's all close-knit when you're in the one community. It's nothing
thank
but, what,
you.
200 people in the community, so everybody know everybody. So it's so strange when I go home and, you know, you see somebody and you might see his cousins and stuff like that, and you just never know.
Mm-hmm.
Like you say, like, one of my male cousins is probably, like, if they talk to him,
right.
You know, like, that was your uncle that killed my, you know, because that's how small
exactly,
town, South Carolina,
exactly.
And that town is.
Right. And you don't know what the situation may end up in. You know, and my daughter was like, well, Mom, you think we can go to this? You know, I'm not a fan of funerals. You have some people that will go to a funeral just to see how a person is going to react, blah, 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 blah,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah.
Uh-huh.
You know, but she, like, at the same time, my father hasn't seen me since I was 13. I'm 24 now. You know, I need to meet my other side of my family versus your family. You know, she said it shouldn't be, like, at a detrimental point of this, of death.
And that's how it always is. You can't get past that.
My thing to you guys, and I'm going to ask this. Do I take her? Do we go to this funeral?
I think you should support her, yes. I say that too, yes.
You know, and it's going to take a lot for me to deal with my baby because Kiara takes death hard. You know what I'm saying? She remember her Aunt Cheryl, you know, because she didn't really look at everything. Kia see things on Facebook, but she would let it slide. Because she don't really know the other side of her family.
Well, this would be opportunity for her to get to know that other side of the family. Even though they're going at a grieving time. But you're coming for a celebration. Y'all going down there to celebrate her life.
Yeah.
You're going down there to celebrate her life.
Yeah.
And you're going down there to be a fist around her daughter and her grandson. That's what you're going down there
to. Yeah,
she has
a brother.
I have that same problem with my husband. As far as my daughter. I mean, even though his family, we all have issues and drama. Every family does have issues
uh-huh.
and drama. However, my daughter does not know his side of the family like he knows. Like, she knows my side, you know. Like, she knows my brother, she knows my sister, she knows my mom.
As far as
his brothers and sister, his mom passed away when I was
she
three
don't
months
know
pregnant.
Anything about him.
Yeah, my her grandmother passed away when I was 3 months pregnant with her. However, I totally tell my husband, you know, hey, like, we would see them or whatever, and she'd be like, you know, Mom, I want to know what my other side of the family is. And I would tell my husband, well, maybe we should, you know, let her know her side, because she sees them every 3-4 years in the grocery store. And I'm like, what?
And it's sad.
Yeah.
You know, because like I said, I have to talk to my daughter. Like, she like, Mom, I haven't seen my dad since I was 13. I'm 24 with a baby.
Yeah.
You know, and she spoke with him maybe a couple of years ago, and he was like, if I seen your son on the street, I wouldn't know who he was. And she came at him like, well, whose fault is that, Dad? So he wants to call me your daughter, my daughter? Why not our daughter? She's not disrespecting you. We were in North Carolina. Why didn't you hook up with her? You said your wife didn't feel like riding to 45 minutes, you know, from where you were to see your granddaughter, your grandson and your daughter.
Well, you have to look at it like this as well, T. I mean, we play some part in it, too, now. We can't just blame it on them. However, if they're asking about their other side of their family, we should, as mothers, regardless of if we get along with the family members or whatever, to make her whole. Even though your daughter is 24 years old right now, my daughter's 15. So your daughter is already, she already has her mindset on what she basically knows and what she's going to go for. However, she's still yearning for that side of her family.
Exactly,
and however,
exactly.
I think,
I agree.
I'm just saying, as
I
mothers,
agree with you, sweetheart.
We should also, connect, help them connect with that as well. And that's something that I'm going to work on, because even though my husband and his family, they don't really get along, but that has nothing to do with my daughter. Nothing.
Right.
to do with her. Nothing to do with her.
But you know what? My daughter will say, and I love her for that, because she's connected with most of the Moore family, which is her father's family. And, like, she has a brother, and they're connected on Facebook. They talk quite often. He says the same thing to her, and he was like, it's not our fault that we don't get to communicate the way that we do unless it's deaf.
Well, it also starts with us, too, like
yes,
I was saying.
I agree.
It does. I'm not going to sit here and say that, the father should initiate that. I mean, if your daughter is asking, about her other family, that's when we're like, okay, you want to see your other family, you want to know what they're about, and you want to get to know them. I think that we should help them out. I'm just saying, that's just my point.
I understand 100%.
That's my thing.
However,
your daughter's 24. She already, I can mold my daughter a little bit more. Your daughter already has the fact that she's really not connected with her other family as far as on her dad's side at being 24. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But what I'm saying
is, it's going to be a little bit harder for her.
3 years ago, right, like I said, we traveled from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania to Winston-Salem, North Carolina, right? Okay, her father lives in Charlotte, North Carolina. She called her father, Dad, listen, you've never seen your grandson. I'm in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. He said, okay, babe, I'll be there. But 15 minutes later, he calls her back. Well, he called her name, Linda, which is his wife, right? She doesn't feel like coming. She says, so is that going to stop you, Dad, from coming to see me and your grandson for the first time? I'm this close, 45 minutes. And when he said, well, I can't make it, she felt some type of way. So what
absolutely.
Do I tell her?
She should feel some kind of way.
Because he
absolutely.
Had to
you're
came
right.
And saw
you're
her.
Right. You're right.
He's,
you're right.
He's,
now,
he's
you're right.
Guilty. He's guilty, and he should feel guilty.
He was wrong.
He should have dropped. Your daughter's not from down that way. She don't know the family to get down there or how to get around.
But however, he should have came down
there and left the wife home.
Thank you.
However,
she did not feel like coming. That's what I told him.
However, T, she's 24. She already has it in her mind, perhaps, that her dad wasn't there for her. or what. She already got that already in her mind.
That's
however,
true.
she's reaching out to him. And for him not to reach out back to her, she already know what that is. You have already done your job, T. You've already done that. All what he did was confirm what she had already known in her mind. See, yes.
But how do
he confirmed
I confirm
that? He confirmed
or
that.
Make her feel differently about her aunt that she knew. And maybe 6 months ago, her father's niece passed away from a illness. She didn't get to go, and she was very close. Actually, his niece named her middle name, and she was like, Mom, 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 this child went through some changes. She goes through changes when it comes to death, you know.
Okay.
And right now, she said to me, I remember Aunt Cheryl vaguely. What do I do, Mom?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, call my dad. Yes, you can call your father if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, of course. Correct me if I'm wrong. I'm thinking that if the relationship has already started between the two of them, I think the dad should follow up, because if he was not there, all he owes her, that's the only thing he owes her, is to have a bond and a relationship with her. He owes her nothing else. She's 24.
Right.
He owes her nothing else.
Can
what
you
that?
Imagine the relationship he can have with the grandchild? Because I've
exactly.
seen it where
yes.
I just see it.
Yes.
I've seen it where the
yes.
parents didn't have relationship, but I've seen it from a friend of mine, a good friend of mine. Even though her father wasn't in her life, you know how her children want for nothing because her father does for his grandchildren.
I don't know if he's making up for more time, but
he's doing everything to heal this wound. And she comes to closure now. She comes with closure now.
Kia, what
can,
you just said, mm-hmm. I have that same thing with my father. He was not in my life, but good gracious alive,
wow.
he will die and come back for my children. Other than that, we don't have a that's very true. What you just said, Kia, that's very, very true.
I'm very true. God will put people and
very
put other
true.
Family members
that's
in
true.
Your life and to shield you and protect you. And like I said, he wasn't always in her, and that's something that she couldn't deal with because he was in there. And it could have been both.
It took
like
me a long
like
time.
Later on in life, her mother kept her, like, or say, well, she's not this one and so-and-so. He wanted to visit her, but he didn't want to tell her to put her at odds with her mother. Who would do that? So he made
that's
it seem like it was all on him all the time.
It took me a long time. It took me a long time, Kia, with my dad to have a relationship with him. But once I had my son, or whatever, it's a wrap. You know, he's like, you know what? And actually, as a man, I'm not appreciating him for that, for coming clean and saying, you know what, I wasn't there for you, because he wasn't. Growing up in Queens, Jamaica, Queens, and in the projects and all that, he wasn't there for us, for me, my brother, and my sister. I came here to North Carolina, and I had a son, and even though he's 22 now, but I'm just saying, he's, like, on them, like, ridiculously. Like, he told me he messed up. However, I do feel some type of way because every girl wants their dad. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You know, in their life. However, he wasn't in my life like he should have been. However, I don't knock him for that. But as far as the grandchildren, yes, Key, I agree with you 100%. My dad is on point with that. On point.
He's in Shonda's kids' life. I'm talking about they haven't even got back from the he had them for the whole summer. They haven't even gotten back yet. He's bringing them back this way, I guess, I'm assuming this week or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
But he comes gets her kids and gives her
schedule
and stuff like that. And she posts stuff on Facebook, you know, stuff that they don't win on and stuff like that. And make it so bad she likes the stepmother, like her, the grandmother, because the kids, and she allowed her kids to call her, because she's a blessing, and you know, not everyone is bad, but this wife, she loves those kids. She sends stuff, box stuff. You should see the stuff that he's making up in her life.
However, Kia, she's empty. Just like I'm empty a little bit. I'm empty a little bit as far as having my dad. And I'm pretty sure she is too. However, Yes, yes. I'm just saying. Yes, I'm I feel
Diva,
as being 43.
Diva, Shelly, you have to Diva. Let her heal because she's.
Diva, I'm going to interrupt this for a minute. I'm going to interrupt this for a minute. Normally, during the second hour of the show, we do Diva Mail as finish this phrase, but we are going to continue with this conversation because this is the topic. So we're going to continue with this conversation. And,
I'm sorry. What was the top? What was the topic, lady? I just caught that tail end. I'm thinking it's like domestic violence.
No, no, Shelly, you're right on. You're right on time. Because the first one was, what would you do if your mate had a change of mind days before you two were to get married? Then the second one was, what advice would you give to someone that's in a domestic violence relationship? The third one was. Is it okay for your mate to call everyone Boo, Han, and Bay and Bay? Right now we're so deep into the topic of the domestic balance, we can continue to talk about that.
Well, you know,
as far as the domestic violence, I mean, I'm going to keep it real with you ladies right now. I don't know anything about domestic violence. My husband... we don't fight. We don't physically fight. Do we argue and say hurtful things to each other? Yes, we do. Absolutely.
That's verbal.
Absolutely. It's all
terrible.
Domestic
violence, whether it be verbal, mentally, physically.
Yes.
It's all, you know, it's all domestic violence.
It all hurts. It all hurts the same. It all hurts the same.
Exactly. There you go.
I agree with it all. I can say that this is Rachel speaking. You guys haven't heard me speak much on the topic. We started it. I endured the abuse in every single form in my marriage. The verbal, the physical, the emotional. I was battered. I was lied to. I was beaten. I was sold some. You name it, it was there.
Hold up for 1 second, Rachel. That's cool. That's not cool. It's not cool. Let me rephrase that. That's not cool. However, mental, it hurts worse than physical, Mark. You can heal those wounds.
Yeah.
You can heal that and put some ice on that. The mental is very, the mental, I think, is worse.
I'm recovering from it all, the mental, the physical, all of that. I'm recovering.
Right.
Broken my nose 2 times, my foot. My daughter had to beat him with a shoe to get him off of me. It went on for years. However, you know, at that time my self-esteem was low. I, you know, suffered from relationship abuse. I was addicted to this man. I did not pay attention to the red flags. I was afraid to go for help because there was a threat. I'll kill your family. I'll hurt your family. And then when I did go to my family, by the time they got to me, I was, afraid that they would beat the crap out of him. So I said, it was just me, you know. So then the manipulation was there. Oh, he knew he had me then. He knew that he could get away with it.
Right.
And therefore, he got away for so long until the point where his mother even had to call the cops, and I had to have an order of protection. And then he begged that I get the order of protection lifted. Therefore, of course, me still having that low self-esteem at that time, I got it lifted. And it went on and on and on still until the day I decided to get out. And even then, and even after then, when I'd have to see him for the kids, it was all violent and abusive. And even to this day, I hate, I don't like using that word. I dislike having to, you know, have that meeting where, okay, drop off my daughter and meet me here or there or whatever. Or if I pick my daughter up from there, because I know that it's going to be, you know, there came a time where I decided to fight back.
Okay, so, well, Rachel, let me ask you a question real quick, Rachel.
Mm-hmm.
When did you say, I'm done, it's over, that's it, I'm not doing this no more?
One too many times. So many times I went back.
Yeah, I've done the same thing.
Yeah, I can't tell you when. I cannot tell you when. I know that I am in the process of healing, and I'm so grateful that I decided not ever to turn back again.
Okay.
I am so grateful. Yeah.
You can't just, you just can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I have a coworker right now. which, like I said, guys, I have not been physically abused, hands and fighting, physically fighting for my husband or whatever. We have argued and stuff like that or whatever, but I'm going through something with my coworker. Like, she'll come in and it's like, oh, I got into an argument with Mike yesterday. He choked me. Well, you know, maybe I should not have said what I should have said. And listen real quick. And I'm listening to her because we are very good friends. She's my coworker. And I'm listening to her, like, and I want to say something so bad, but I don't, because I'm like, she needs to find that out on her own. However, I think she thinks it's okay, because you said something wrong, that the next thing that he does is grab you by your neck and choke you and stuff like that. And she's telling me, well, maybe I shouldn't have said it to him like that.
Right.
And I'm sitting there, holding my tongue so bad, because, yes, I have not experienced a physical abuse. However, but I don't know what she's going through. So I'm like, okay, well, what are you going to do? And she's like, you know, sometimes we say bad things to each other and this, that, and the other, and it does get physical. However, I love my coworker to death, but she thinks that it's okay for that if something happens.
I am like crazy with it,
but I never tell her, because, you know, I never tell her what. I never do that. I just listen to her, and we go out. That's all I do.
I wish somebody.
I want to tell her so bad that no, that is not cool. And one time I did tell her. I was like, what? She was like, yeah, well, maybe I shouldn't have said anything to him like that, da-da-da-da-da. She told me that
Rachel,
she deserved basic.
I'm sorry.
I was like, oh, my God.
But if I knew you and we were friends back then and you wouldn't tell me something like this, I don't care how scared you would be, whatever. I'm telling you now, we would have been plotting to beat his ass. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You got to think about this, Kia. You would have had those girlfriends ready to beat his ass. I'm sorry.
Hold up, beating his ass is okay, but are you going to go back to him? Let's keep that real quick.
No, but she wouldn't went back to him, but we would have got all her stuff out that apartment.
No, Kia, love is
all
something
all that stuff out there, and
love,
Rachel, and Rachel.
Love is crazy. Kia,
well, you know what?
Love,
she would,
Kia.
Well, you know,
I've seen girls get unloved. It's crazy.
So when you get tired
love
of
is crazy.
You and being, going in the hospital with a broken rib, broken
well,
nose,
I'm
whatever.
Just saying,
Divas, we're going to bring Angie on. Angie, Diva, are you there? Angie,
what's up, Angie?
Good evening, ladies. I don't know if any gentlemen are on the line tonight. Well, how y'all doing?
We're going in.
I hear y'all going in a little something.
I mean, we're not actually, like, badgering or going off or anything like that, but we're speaking on domestic violence.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's a deep topic. Everyone is getting into it. Like, you know, I explained what I went through. Kia have explained what she's went through, and everybody's just giving their feedback.
Oh, yeah. You know? Well, you know how domestic violence is. It's a killer.
It is a killer. You're right.
Not only just dead physically. It'll make you feel
mentally.
To the point where you're dead just right here on earth. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It'll kill your soul.
It'll kill your spirit. It definitely will.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? And
Diva, Angie, I was explaining to them what I just went through on Sunday. I was listening to my sister-in-law, whatever. But she was murdered. She was stabbed to death on Sunday by her boyfriend that she was trying to get away from for a while. And, you know, like I said, nowadays, restraining orders don't mean nothing.
Oh, that's just a piece of paper.
No,
they
don't.
That can't stop
because
them from
if they
want to
come at you, because he
a
was
restraining
standing
order,
there in
a
the
restraining
yard.
Order is only going to fuel the fire if you get a restraining order.
Exactly.
That's only going to make them come to you more.
Like
it
I
does,
said, he
it,
was
it
standing in the yard
rage.
When the police came. Like, well, I'm cut too. Yeah, you probably was cut because of the way that you cut her up.
Wow.
You know, and they charged him with first-degree murder.
Well, good.
At the same time,
talking to his
daughter, and thank God that her grandson was only 9 months old. Her daughter seen this, 19 years old.
That's crazy.
And she's like, why did he take my mother like this?
That's insane.
And
as far as the domestic violence goes, and please don't take this the wrong way, ladies. I mean, the only person that can get out of that is the person that's involved.
That's going through it.
We can talk all day to them and beat their asses and do whatever we need to do.
Yes.
However, that person has to say,
I'm done. I will not take this anymore. You're right, Shelly. You're 100%.
That's the only person can do that.
There are some people that die, though. There are some people that end up getting killed that have never realized or recognized that they were going through it. So there are some people that, as you said, it kills you. It makes you, it depletes you down to where you feel like you are nothing. Therefore, you're not going to even recognize that I'm getting beat, I'm getting battered.
Yeah.
However,
people with the low self-esteem, that really don't know who they are and has put their existence in somebody else's hands.
Okay, but listen to this, ladies. However, being in love with somebody, I'm keeping it real quick. Being in love with somebody, you love them so much to the point where you will take that abuse, where you will be like, okay, we had a issue, whatever. He punched me in the face, sent me over. But I'm going to try to make this work because I love him. However, it takes a person some time to say, screw this. I'm done. I'm not doing this anymore.
I can't take it anymore.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm not doing it.
And like you said, Shelly, with the piece of paper, it's only a piece of paper.
That restraining order
can't stop them no more than a stop sign can stop your car.
If you take a restraining order out on somebody who is just as much in love with you as you are with them, are you kidding me? That would drive them insane.
It's a dress around.
Yeah, it's only a piece of paper.
It doesn't matter anymore.
Let me tell you, and this, my sister, it wasn't never domestic abuse. They went to school together. They went to college together. They were college. They were friends through college, high school. They just knew each other. Like I said, the family. So that's what I was mentioning about the parents. We all knew each other. They knew each other. They was back then when my sister go down there for the summer. She knew his family and stuff like that. But it was never domestic violence. My sister decided to move on. The apartment she moved to was something they split up, whatever. What triggered him, they talk about later, is when she started dating other guys and he would see her. Like
right.
I said, small, come on.
Right.
Triggered him.
You know what,
Kia?
Somebody told me that.
One at a time, Davis. Come on.
He wanted to get back with her, and she said no. So he invited her when he's going to drop some stuff off to her house. And she said, okay. So when he came by to drop the things off, and they were talking, he shot in the head.
Wow.
Listen, someone told me this, Kia, the other day. And he said, power, I'm not going to read between the lines, ladies. The power that we have is uncontrollable. And a man will never want another man to have the power.
Wow. That's deep, too.
If he's caught up and he loves her or whatever the case may be for her to move on with her life, and he still has not moved on, that's a dangerous situation. It's so dangerous.
Is.
It's ridiculous.
I agree with you.
Yeah,
wow.
It is.
Make you not want to give a snatch to nobody.
Thank you.
Power.
That's,
power.
I mean,
power.
We laugh, but it
Real.
Is a fact. You know, are you able to handle what I'm giving to you? Obviously,
right.
You're not. You know, and like I said, I know, and I will call her my sister-in-law until I drop dead. My sister-in-law, Cheryl, She was the best. You know, if you guys could go on and look on her page, I don't know if it's public or what, but all the, you know, things that people wrote about her, all they could remember about her is her smile and encouraging words.
Oh, wow.
Solace, they never knew when she was, like, feeling, like, down or whatever. And, like, the team said, we will run for you. We're running for Jesus now.
Mm.
And that's a hard pill to swallow.
I'm telling you.
You know, because when my daughter first got the message, it was like she was in a marathon. She dropped dead. You know, okay, I know that she's been trying to get her health together, things like that. And I'm like, well, maybe she had this surgery, blah, 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 blah. But the next morning when I got on, like 7 o'clock, I'm seeing some people saying such a tragedy and murder and blah, 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 blah. But her daughter's father, I talked with him that night before, and her stepsister, they didn't know actually what had happened. So they was like, well, she's not, and nobody's answered the phone, so we don't know what's going on. So I'm looking at the page, and I'm like, murder? What the hell? You know, when I spoke with them, they was like, T, we don't know if it was murder or what happened. It's clear as day. So, you know, me, I go to Google. Oop, there it is. Yeah. Man murders girlfriend behind domestic violence. They have no
Well, domestic violence comes in all different shapes, forms, and fashions.
I agree.
You know, it does. To me, it does. It comes into, like, all play. Like, you can have, you can get into an argument and, I guess, fight or whatever. I'm crazy, y'all. I'm telling y'all right now. I'm straight up crazy. I have never experienced that, so I don't know.
I don't know what that is like.
However, I'm going to say this, that a man, he can cheat all day long.
And all day long.
But we will forgive them. But if we gave it up, it's World War V.
Yep. I agree. Well, you know why? Because a man is a little more egotistical.
A male is more egotistical than a woman. They have a little more pride than women do.
Angie, you're right.
Now when a woman does it, they can't handle it because now they're feeling less of a man because another man is in their position. You understand what I'm saying? So
you're right. That's true. That's why
they're like that. Not everybody, but you know, for the most, that's why that happens.
Angie, it's every man. Let you guys break up or something for some reason, and he's like, oh, she's a good girl, you know, she does what she has to do, but she has moved on, girl, please. No, that's World War V.
Just leave more drama.
Yes. Oh, what?
Again.
Yes, it's similar to that.
But let me tell you something. If a woman stands strong enough, that man is going to be, he's going to see that in her. You understand what I'm saying? But
he
can see that. As soon as he sees her weak, he zeroes in on her. He targets her.
Yeah.
You understand? Because
right.
He feels that she's weak.
Listen, she may be strong enough to say, you know what, we can't do this, however, but a man to lose a good woman and her move on, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me right now?
He may not realize that that's a good
one. That's a wrap. A man will realize a good woman if he has messed her over and did all these different things to her, and she said, "Okay, I'm done. I'm going to move on." Please, he is going to stalk her. He is going to be like, "I don't want to be with nobody else, and I don't want you to give the goodies up." Please, come on now.
You got a point there, Shelley.
come on, come on now.
I'll give you 110%.
They don't want. They don't want that. They can go out there and mess up and do all this other kind of things.
But again,
whatever.
That goes back to the male ego and pride. That
right.
goes back to their pride. They don't want. It makes them feel less of a man when they lose their woman to somebody else. You understand what I'm saying? They don't mind if you don't have nobody. But as soon as they see you with somebody else, this is where
yep.
the drama comes in. You understand what
Angie,
I'm saying?
Angie, it doesn't even have to do with another man. The fact that I'm giving you the peace sign will mess them up in general, but I'm not
True.
Even messing with you, and she's not even dealing with anybody. Are you kidding me? Men don't
yeah,
like that
don't
to say, you know what? I'm done.
Remember,
you don't have to sleep. You don't have to sleep with nobody or be
it
with nobody.
Always, though, guys. If we have another caller,
you can't do that.
Hold on.
We have another caller. None other than the man I call my king, my husband in my head, Dave.
How are you?
Good evening, ladies. First off, you know,
Good evening.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. Good evening, Queens. First, let me say this. I was sitting back and I was listening, and, you know, everything was fine. But when you start categorizing all men, this is where we start to get into problems. Because, first off, a man is a man. A king is a king. A boy is a boy. There's a very
That's
big
exactly.
difference when you speak about men, boys, and kings.
Right.
If you decide to get into a relationship with a boy, he's going to continue to play with toys and do things that boys do.
Right.
If you get in a relationship with a man, he's going to do the things that men do and be led by other men. If you get in a relationship with a king, he's going to lead his flock and not be influenced by the world and the things of it.
That's true.
Okay. So the thing is this, whoever you decide to lay up with, a king understands that is yours. It's not his, it's yours. You can do whatever you want to do with it. When you decide to give it to somebody else, he understands that he has no control over that. That's yours. The same way that you don't have any control over him. Domestic violence is a disease and should be treated as such. Okay?
I agree.
It's like any other thing
in
this world.
Can I just ask one question?
Go ahead.
You said domestic violence is a disease. I'm just wanted to clarify on that.
Yes, it is a disease because what happens is
this.
When you are young, you are exposed to several things in your life. It depends on how your mother and your father are their relationship or things that you see in your life is what you do in your adult life. And if you didn't have a father or a boyfriend or whatever, however you choose to categorize it as baby daddy, however you see that relationship go is usually what you're going to do to imitate that. But if you have a king in your house and you have little prince and running around, they're going to know how to treat their ladies. And they're not going to be out there abusing, cheating, and carrying on and acting a fool.
Okay, so is it a disease or is it a learning process? I'm just trying to clear up what you were saying.
Both.
It's both, and the reason it comes in as a disease is because you need help. When you get to a point in your life where you feel that you have to have control over somebody else, that is a disease.
And when
that's
you
an
are
internal
allowed.
And mental and physical.
Okay.
Yes.
This when you are allowed is actually.
I never looked at it like you just put it. I always thought it was a learned process and not a disease. But now that you put it the way you put it,
exactly.
I'm going to look at it a little
bit
differently.
Right.
We have another caller, Dr. Davis. We have Malik. Malik on the line. Malik, are you there?
Hello, ladies.
Hey.
Hi.
I want to say, I was listening to your conversation, and it seemed to me like y'all was dashing now.
Hello.
Quit bashing the bad ones. We're just bashing the bad ones. Not the good ones, not the same.
I don't know, Malik. I heard the word all.
I agree. I don't think we bashed nails. I don't think we did.
I think it's both. But go ahead,
yeah,
Malik.
I don't think we bashed nails.
No.
I think y'all was bashing males.
It appeared that way. But like I said, not all people are the same. You understand what I'm saying? Not all men are the same. There's good men out there. There's good women. There's women that are abusers.
Absolutely.
Men. You understand what I'm saying?
We're going to be fair about this
because you do have women out there that are abusers. So, it's accordingly. But again, you have to know who you're dealing with.
Okay. Now, can I say something?
Yeah, sure.
Now, I agree with what the brother was saying right there. If you deal with a boy, you're going to deal with a boy. It's just like with a male dealing with a female. If that female is thuggish, the male's going to act thuggish depending on how she reacts to carry herself.
Mm-hmm.
Now, me personally, how they say once a man hit a female, he's going to
hold
the female. To me, that's a lie, and I'm going to tell you why. Because I was actually in that situation. You understand? When I was younger, I was still a teenager. I used to beat up on my kid's mother. One day I hit her so hard that she caught two black eyes.
Wow.
When I stopped beating up on her, and I ain't never hit a female since. I'm 43 now, and I haven't hit a female since I was 19. But one thing females fail to realize is when you dealing in a domestic violence, right, you got people that'll help you. But then you go back with that person. That goes for male and female. So why should that person keep getting involved if you're going to go back? Back in the days, a long time ago in Bronx River, a friend of mine was messing with my man's sister. Everything was fine. Everything was fine that day. They went home. They got in an argument. He killed her and then killed himself.
Oh, wow.
And you know, everybody, it was a shocker because everything was fine. They just got in an argument. Know what I mean? But that's the way life is. But like the brother was saying, you have guys that if you deal with and they act like a boy, you know that's what you're going to get. You deal with a man, that's what you're going to get. You deal with a king, you're going to get.
I have a question for you. This is Shelly. When you were in your younger days, why did you feel that you had to be a woman, if you don't
because
mind me asking?
You know why I felt like that? Because I just felt like a woman should
control?
Not disrespect a man. I was very controlling. A woman should not disrespect a man.
Okay.
And she was disrespecting me on certain levels. Like you say, mentality is the worst abuse.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? And it was the mouth. The mouth that was actually, you know, when guys is younger, they think about it. You know, there's a lot of things, you know, going on in my time, whatever the case is. But, you know, when you're younger and you got your female and everything and she's trying to come at you in the wrong way, you don't want to talk. You understand?
Right.
But you're going to respect.
Well, I'm just asking as a young male.
I'm explaining to you.
Were you intimidated by the fact that she stood up for herself?
It wasn't intimidation.
That you beat her?
It wasn't intimidation. It was a controlling thing, what I said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But as you get older, you realize a real man don't hit a woman, regardless of the fact. You understand? But you still got these men out here that do it, but you know why they do it? Because they'll do it, and then they'll take the female and take them back. So you're giving them that right to do it again.
Okay, but I'm understanding as when you get older, why are you still doing it?
No,
because that's what the woman or a man allow that person to do.
Exactly.
You're right.
A person can only do what you allow them to do. I don't care if 59, 60, 70, 80. If you allow that person to just go in on you and verbally, mentally, physically abuse you, that's what that person is going to do.
You're right. I don't know who said it before.
It may have been Kia, Rachel, you, Shelly, or whoever said that you got to stop that person.
Yes, you do.
You got to put your foot down and say, you know what, I'm done. Yeah.
But it was something that one of the females
said. Again, a woman has to
Hold on.
All right, I just want to say one thing that I'm gonna do. But it was something that one female has said about, you know, a man when his woman gives the stuff up. Some men, you got to realize, if they feel they doing what they supposed to do, and they find out a female is giving her stuff up, they can't take that.
They can't take it.
No,
I agree.
They can't.
I agree.
Me personally, I don't think no man can. You understand? But in fact, they take that harder than a female catching her man with somebody. Because it's like a race. It's like what it is that's that man's territory. You understand?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Now, just to think about
you
the fact of how another man is pleasing
what
his.
Say it again, Malik. You said it. Yes.
Then the fact of how another man is pleasing his, it's a rage that grows inside of him that's uncontrollable.
Exactly.
He's right.
But hold on.
That's dealing with the male ego and pride.
I wouldn't say it's ego and pride. I'm going to tell you. I think that he's like, you know what? This is mine. Nobody else is getting it. This is what I like. I'm comfortable with it. And this is what I'm going to do. And I don't want anybody else to get that. Okay, we had problems. However, she wants to move on. He's not ready to move on like that. He's not going to do that.
Right.
He's not going to do
that.
That's
called being territorial. Hold on. Let him finish, please.
Yeah, see, that's the thing is, that's if they're moving on. But you got to realize, even if they move on, sometimes it might take a little longer. You understand? It depends on what type of man you're dealing with when you say moving on.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
You got that
okay,
man
when
that'll
I say,
be like,
when
okay,
I say,
well, we're moving on. But my
no, when
is,
I say,
let's say, let's say, for instance, you catch them, you understand? That's a rage that's uncontrollable for a man. See, a real man, if you tell a real man, listen, we're moving on, such and such, I don't want to bother, he'd be like, okay, no problem. You know, we're going to move on. He's going to move on. You understand?
True.
But if you have that man.
I don't think so.
Yes. If you, a real man, would. I'm telling you, I've been through it. A real man,
okay.
Would. And I'm not saying it because I've been through it. You understand? I'm just saying for simple fact of a real man being a man about the situation that he's in. You understand what I mean? Now, like the brother said, if you have a boy and you be like, oh, we're going to move on. No, what he's trying to do is claim and control until he's ready to move on. Not
okay,
not
but it doesn't mean, it doesn't even have to be a boy. It could be grown men. It could be grown men.
No,
in a relationship.
Not boy in a sense of
not.
He's not saying boy in a sense of age. He's talking about boy in a sense of maturity.
It could be a grown man.
Okay, let me say adolescent. Is that more appropriate? Adolescent.
No, the adolescent is that does have to do with age. But when
you
say
three, one at a time.
When you say boy, you're speaking in terms of his maturity level.
Exactly.
It has
that's
nothing to do
saying.
With
I'm
the age. You understand?
Exactly.
Because you have some 20-year-olds that act grown than 40-year-olds. You understand? So that has nothing to do with age. But again,
exactly.
a grown man would do the same thing. They would do the same thing.
A grown person with a childish mind. You understand? That's an adolescent. So that's why I say adolescent. I'm not saying a boy like a young boy like 15 or 14. I'm talking about a grown man that act like he's 15 or 14 years old. You understand? That's what I mean by a person that'll be controlling and try to claim a territory that's not his. You understand? Just like
and you see the thing.
What people have to learn, though, is stop trying to possess people anyway. We cannot possess anything. You understand what I'm saying? So this is where the problem comes in, that people automatically possess. Oh, that's mine. No.
All
the relationship is
Well, you
I
have... You
to
hold
you,
up, hold
you,
up, hold
wait
up.
One at a time, please.
You
we
have
don't belong to anybody.
You have,
understand what I'm saying? We happen to get involved. We're in a relationship. Or whatever, we still don't belong. We don't belong to each other. We already know what that is.
Well, so you have grown men doing adolescent things, Malik. You have grown men doing adolescent things. Yes, you do, and I believe that. Yes, you do. Yes,
well,
you do.
The thing. This is why the scripture was very clear when it said.
Hello?
When I was a boy, I played with toys. When I became a
man,
I put away my toys.
Put away those childish things.
That's childish things, and I became a man and did the things that a man should do.
That a man
now,
should
here's
do.
The thing. You grow in two ways that we understand. That is both physically and spiritually. If
right.
you just grow physically and you don't grow spiritually, you're mm-hmm. going to continue to keep doing the same things that you do all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Harriet Tubman said something, and this is way back in the slave days, and this applies to this to a T. She said, I freed 1,000 slaves, and I would have freed 1,000 more if only they knew they were slaves. Now, here you have a situation where people are in a situation of domestic violence, and they can get out of that, but they just don't know that they're in a situation with domestic violence because they're
right.
not seeing it as that. They're seeing it as, if he don't hit me, he don't love me. If he don't yell at me, he don't love
wow.
me. If
right.
he comes in and
ooh,
he just passes by me,
wow.
he doesn't
there.
Love me. You understand? And this
you
is
hit
the
on
conception
the point.
That
you
they have it.
You hit that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. of course.
You hit that.
Because he's
that
in her mentally.
There.
He has the mental going on. You understand what I'm saying? He's has her to where he wants her mentally.
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't
uh-huh.
matter what he does
that's
to her
true.
Physically. She's not worried about that. You know what I mean? So it's bad. A lot of times you don't know who you're dealing with until after you've dealt with them for a while because nobody comes with warning labels on their forehead.
They
you
don't.
Know what I mean? And yeah. people just have to keep their self-esteem in check. And that's
exactly.
knowing who you are and where you stand. Like I said,
yes.
and any strong woman, a man is not going to come at them like that. They catch them
but
at their weakest point. Now, I'm not just saying men or women, either or.
But that's
right.
easier. I'm always the type. I don't want. I don't want a weakling because that means you can't protect
yeah.
me when we're in that. When we're in a situation where I need your protection, you won't be able to do it. That's just how
right.
weak you are. You understand
I'm
what I'm
saying?
Saying?
You know, you never know what the situation may be, and that person may have like looked at all the situations that you were saying just now. But at the end of the day, how do I cope with it? You know,
you have to learn.
This,
that's a learning
this,
process.
This female
that's a
or
see,
male could
see,
be
that's
so
a learning
in love.
Process.
Wait.
That's
one
a learning process, T. That's a learning process.
I understand.
You have to
that.
Learn how to do that.
But some people are not equipped for that. You
uh-huh.
know, and I honestly believe that my ex-sister-in-law, she was looking for me. She may have been looking for love in all the wrong places. Because
right.
her and this man had been together for a minute.
Wow.
They are,
at the same
see,
time,
they are, they
one of her best
to...
friends has said that she had been trying to get out of this relationship for a while. Did she get this restraining order or no? Even if she did, as we said earlier, a restraining order is what? Only a piece of paper, right?
And like
that's
I said
it.
Earlier, T, we all are equipped with that to say I'm done. It's just a matter of time. So I'm not going to say that nobody's equipped with that. It's just
right.
a matter of time. That's all I'm saying.
Don
Zizi,
we have another
I'm
caller.
Saying.
We have another caller. We have Miss Anonymous. Miss Anonymous, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hey.
Hey.
Hi there.
Hey,
Diva.
I
think
there's
some guys on the line, too.
We know it's
how's
a
everybody?
Female, so it's a diva.
Hey. All right, so I got 15 minutes. I got 15 minutes.
Okay, did
so,
you hear the topics?
I don't know. Not really.
Actually,
but.
We're actually going in on this one topic about
the domestic violence.
Yeah,
yeah, I thought so. Yeah, y'all was going in on that one.
Yeah.
Hold on, please. One at a time, please. Okay. I'm sorry. It's a
that's
serious
okay.
topic, but if you guys were listening to hear her kept saying, one at a time, please. Hold on. One at a time.
Hold on.
Yeah, I'm like, is she all right? Like, what's wrong with her?
Yeah, because everybody was trying to go in at the same time, so I'm like, wait a minute, I got to calm everybody down.
But I want to say, it sounds so juicy. I wish I was able to stay on the whole time with you guys. But, you know, I'm at work, so I got 15 minutes. So, what's the topic? Domestic violence. What was the question?
What advice would you give someone that's in a domestic violence relationship?
So, you know, that's hard for me,
yeah.
I think, because you don't really want to get in the middle of it, because then
right.
when you get in the middle of it, the person goes back to the person,
mm-hmm.
whether it's male or female. You don't want to come in like I got your back. You know, if you want to leave him, leave him. You know, he's hitting you. That's not supposed to happen. It's that and the other. And then next thing you know, she go and tell him what you said, and now he got a problem with you. Or if it's vice versa, if the man is, you know, hitting a woman or a woman hitting a man, whichever way it goes, it's hard because you don't really want to get in the middle of it. Me personally.
Sometimes someone who's in a domestic, I guess, fight or whatever, they just want you to listen to them. They don't want you to give input, but they just want someone to listen. That's all.
But you know what? It's so hard to do. Like, you know, because I remember, like, when I was younger, I was with this one guy, and he hit me one day. We got into this big argument, and he hit me one day, and when I tell you, that was the last time he ever hit me because I put him through the wall. I knew it was time for me to go, but when he said he wasn't going to do it again, I stayed and was there for 10 years later. But then when I told my friend, like, oh, this is what happened, girl, I'm venting to her, she's like, oh, leave that man, he's no good for you, this, that, and the other, you
right.
know. But
right.
then we broke friends because she felt that I came to her crying and upset. I should have left him. She didn't understand that, okay, yes, I get it, but I've been with him since I was a teenager, as a grown pain, you know, he did it one time, that was it, you know, he hit me, I hit him, like, she didn't get that, and we broke friends over that, and that was, when I tell you, that was my friend, like, I was able to call her no matter what, being a teenager, going through all the drama and stuff, she had my back, but she didn't want to have my back and watch this go on, because she knew
but
in
like
her head, it was going to happen more than once. And I kept telling her, if it happens again, I'm leaving. And she didn't want to be my friend because she felt that she was going to be a part of it.
Like I was saying earlier, the only person that can stop that is that person. We can tell them all day, what are you doing? Choking, slapping, you got a black eye today coming into work. The only person that can handle it is that person. We can tell them all day. What they should not go for or whatever, but that person has to say, I'm done.
Right, right. They
but,
have
you know,
to
it's
feel
hard
within
to watch,
themselves that I can't go through this or I won't go through it anymore.
But you know what? It's hard to watch because even, like, there was a situation a couple weeks ago, a situation took place, and it was someone near and dear to me, you know, and automatically when I got the call, I was ready to lose my religion and put hands and feet on people at that time.
Yeah.
And it was
and
like, all right, you can't. And whoever just said
that,
you're absolutely right. Because
I
had to literally
that.
Sit and I had to pray about it and say, you know what? I spoke to her. Then I spoke to her again. And she was just like, I'm not pressing charges. So when she said that, you know what
you
I said?
Because you don't know how that person is going to react towards
you. I prayed about it.
Once you if you go in on that person, how is that person going to come back to you? And like you say, they ended up back together.
Right, but you
but
know
then,
what? I
you
need
to realize,
on that person.
You have to realize this, that, ladies, once you have said your piece or whatever, you have to say, I'm done. And then they have to say, I'm done.
Well,
yeah,
see, the thing about that is, you cannot, you can't go
to
everybody for advice. You understand what I'm saying? That's number one.
My advice to my coworker was, when are you done?
Can y'all hear me on the phone? Because every time I talk, I'm being cut off.
Yes, we can hear you.
Sorry, Andrew.
You in the hospital bed right here? Okay. The next time, you're going to be in a coffin. That was my
advice. You have to say when you're done.
If somebody put hands and feet on you and they put you in the hospital, automatically, when you're crying out and you're saying, I'm upset, I'm going to press charges, this, that, and the other, and then that person that did it says that whisper, that one sweet nothing in your ear,
that's
all she wrote. So only thing I did was I called the mother and I was like, listen, let it go. Let it go, leave her be, because at the end of the day, you can say whatever you want to, but her mind is made up. And as long as her mind is made up, there's nothing that you can do.
Nothing
you can't make her
true.
Do it. You know, she already knows, but just be there for her. So listen, my thing is, love you dearly. If you like it, I love it. You know, can I get you some makeup to cover that black eye?
How about the new purse and new shoes that he done brought her, because he done tagged her?
Exactly.
Come on,
you
now.
Know, because
come on
some,
it's so
some
sad,
will
though.
Go for that, you know, like, because I said, I'm sorry, baby. I bought you, a bunch of roses,
mm-hmm.
bouquet of flowers.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I won't do this anymore. What? Only a couple of days later, you're doing the same thing.
Okay, yeah. I'm just going to ask you guys a question. Did you
sure.
guys read on the, I think it was in Newsday or something, I think it was, this one girl that they found her body. They was trying, they did an autopsy to see what was wrong with her and what happened to find out she had had an order of protection against the guy that she was with, her baby's father or something. And he got
that
upset.
That paper means nothing. That paper means nothing.
Girl,
that
I said the paper,
nothing.
The Newsday, not the order of protection, the Newsday. Yeah. Newsday is a newspaper that you read. That's what I'm talking about,
okay.
Not an order of protection.
Okay.
I asked if they read the Newsday, anyone that lives, I think, on Long Island. I don't know if the city has it. But it was like, it's similar to the Channel 12 News. But it's called Newsday. It's a newspaper
uh-huh.
that you can actually physically read. There was an article in there about a female that was in a relationship, and she got the order of protection. And when she got the order of protection, she was saying, he's acting weird, like he's stalking me.
Mm.
You know, he's doing weird things. So she kept, like, seeking the help. Now, she wanted the help, okay?
Right.
Wanted the help. Would you believe it took them a while? I think it took them a while to come when she called 911, and when
that
came about, she was dead right on Long Island.
Yes. Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Right
yeah.
on Long Island. When you
have that order of protection, that's just a piece of paper. You are not protected 100%.
I agree.
You
well,
are
no,
not protected.
You're not protected. I mean, you got to protect yourself, you
there
know,
you
at
go.
The end of the day. You better pray about it, you know, because at the
yes.
end of the day,
yes.
that it is a piece of paper, like you said. But guess what? Society has it to, okay, well, if you get this order of protection, a person's actually going to follow it. Dummy. No, they're
right.
not.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And if I
you're
see
right.
you coming,
right.
I'm calling the police ASAP.
You're right.
Hmm.
But then again,
you
can call.
Unless you enjoy it. You know.
See, you can call the police all day long. However, yeah. if he wants to come at you, that's not going to work. If he wants to get at you, please, no.
But can I say something? Because
sure.
y'all make it seem like it's only
men.
It's a movie that come on
it's
called Snap, where y'all females
out
there.
Oh, I love that
crazy.
Show, sir. I love
it's
that
called
show.
Snap. And y'all need to watch
yes.
it because it's mostly females.
Yes.
It's talking about females
true.
That murdered their boyfriends and their husbands.
I agree.
And
oh,
the
yeah.
majority that they
yes.
got of females out there is doing it more than men. I mean, y'all females, you know, men do their thing or whatever, you know. Go out there, they psycho, whatever the case is, or just stupid in love. You know, that's what I call it, stupid in love. Because if you're going to kill somebody, kill yourself, first of all.
True.
Don't
right.
kill a person
right
that, you know,
that.
They didn't do nothing with you. The only thing they did is don't want to be with you. So it's
right.
no reason for you to go and
but
kill
however,
somebody.
But however, Malik, love,
that
is
that
love will make you do some crazy things.
Whose father was in the news? His living girlfriend killed him. It was a celebrity father,
oh,
and they were saying it was domestic violence.
I know what
you're
talking about.
Not
too long ago,
I'm thinking it's Mary J. Blige. I think. Her dad, you know, of course they didn't live together, but her dad was in the paper because he was found dead. His live-in girlfriend killed him.
Oh.
With the
Fantasia, that's a serious topic right there.
I was looking at a post on, you know, I had
a brother trying to say something, but every time he say something, the female
okay.
jump on him. I told him,
well, whoever it is, go ahead.
Push us out the door.
Now, I'm sorry. Whoever the gentleman, the Don is, just trying to talk.
Wait, you going around the table?
I just wanted to clear up that situation on the order protection. I keep
yes,
hearing
sir.
That it's just the paper.
What
however...
is it, sir?
Just like a marriage certificate, a birth certificate, your driver's license, these things are all papers. However, if used properly, it will serve the purpose. The purpose for order protection is not just to protect you, but if you see that person that's in your vicinity, the order protection is for that person to be instantaneously arrested. If you don't have it and you call the police, nothing is going to happen. But if you call them, you say, I have an order of protection, they will be there, and they will be there with a purpose and a reason. If you don't
Sometimes it might be too late, though. Sometimes it might be too late.
It's better to have it than not.
I know, you can have it. You can have it, but sometimes it might be a little too late. You're saying to call the police or whatever. Sometimes, you know, people are crazy, and they're like, I don't give a damn about this. I'm going to kill you right now, and it's a little too late.
Yeah, because
it can happen with the blink of an eye, like, you know,
it's
my niece
It's a little
said.
Too late.
You know.
It's just a piece of paper. That's all it is. All that paper says is that, you know what, if he called the police and homeboy or homegirl is still on the premises, look at my order of protection. However, that's good if they're still on the premises, but you got some people that are like, you know what, I'm currently in your life right now.
They don't have to be on the premises.
No, I was just using that as an example.
Yeah. Yeah, if you call and say they're even in the area, you saw them, they're getting arrested. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Dons and Divas, you know what I'm getting ready to say, and I know y'all don't want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it because everybody's going in and is deep tonight. But we've come to that hour, you know, that we need to go around the table and let everyone get their final thoughts. And I think Kia, if she's still here, was our first caller.
You know what? This is a great topic, ladies. A very great, interesting topic. I listened to what everyone had to say, and, you know, it affected me. My prayers are with you and your family.
Yeah.
As you know, heal through this. I live through it. I know it. I understand.
Take me
you will live through this.
Hello.
But,
yes. For you and the family.
Thank you.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Am I on mute? Hello?
No, you're
not on mute.
We can hear you.
Oh, Kia, I love you. I miss you, girl.
Hi, how are you?
I'm sorry, y'all. I was about to hang up, and I heard her voice. I was like, oh, my God, I miss her.
I was in Florida for a week.
She's been on
vacation. And we're celebrating my mama's birthday yesterday, so, you know, it's been a long week. I'm finally resting now.
All right, well, happy belated birthday,
Malik,
mama.
You see the problem?
Thank you. I missed you. We do have to talk. But, guys, I got to go. I got to get back into work.
Love you, Anonymous.
Thanks, girl.
Hey, Malik, you see the problem, Malik?
Love you guys.
I say, they know, doggone, you see the problem.
They put it out. All right, guys.
Okay, Shelly was our next caller. You want to have a final say to Shelly?
I just want to say this. However, I enjoy.
Oh Lord!
See the problem, right, Malik? See the problem.
However, I do want to say this real quick: that there are some women abusers as well. There are women who will fight and put black eyes on men and do stuff like that. Yes, I do agree on that. So domestic violence, to me, goes both ways.
I agree.
Men and women do it. You may have some men that's like, okay, so you just punch me in the face, I'm not going to do anything, or black in my eyes, that go to work every day and don't say anything. So it goes both ways with domestic violence. Yes, it does. However,
yeah.
It's not cool. It's not cool on both parties. But hopefully, you know, I'm just saying, that's all I got to say.
All right. Who was next? Dave?
Yes.
Dave was next, yes.
Okay.
Go ahead, Dave.
Well, let me just say, you know, I may not be the knight in shining armor, but as king, I will send my knights with their shining armor to bring you to my castle, because, Rachel, you are my queen. And this is why I'm going to
break it down. I'm going to break it down. Sound like you're composing.
That was beautiful.
I'm blushing. I'm blushing.
But, and to Angie. Angie, you still there?
I'm here.
I ain't worried about nothing. I ain't worried about nothing.
I love y'all.
I love you
too.
Okay, Shelly, your final thought?
Well, my thing is people need to take this domestic violence very seriously because it's a lot of people getting killed out here. And what people need to realize, I know it's hard, and you might see this as being kind of harsh to say, but if they don't want you involved, ain't too much you could do, because if you get involved, what they're going to do is get mad at you for getting involved and go right back with that person. I mean, it's nothing if you want to keep talking to them to try to get their mind across. If you want to keep hearing them say, no, don't bother, this person is good, leave me alone, then all power to you. But my thing is, if you see somebody in a domestic violence, you know, take heed to it and try to talk to them as soon as possible, because you never know what the outcome is.
All right. Great words, Malik. Dave,
his word.
Yeah. I said my piece.
Okay. So I think that was it. We're going to go to our divas now. Andrew or Rachel, which one of you guys?
I'll go. First and foremost, I must give thanks to the higher, because if there was no higher, there would be no us. There would be no DQ Palace. So I'm grateful to God. Thank you, Lord. I want to give a big shout-out to our CEO and our executive, Mr. Rich Money, Mr. Lavina Polite. We love y'all. Mwah. GQ Palace, the whole GQ Palace family, all the hosts and family, all of the callers and listeners that always, you know, support us. Tonight's callers that actually pressed one, thank you all. Kia, Shelly, Dave, Malik, Miss Anonymous. And, of course, I got to give it to my fellow divas, T and Angie. I love y'all.
Thank you.
My last words are, Dave, I love you. You are my king. domestic violence is real, y'all. Relationship addiction, it does exist. So for all of you out there that are experiencing it, have experienced it, my prayers are definitely with you. Passing on the mic, Angie, where you at?
I'm here, darling. I'm here. I was a little late tonight, but had a long day today. But
anyway,
as far as tonight's topic, when as far as domestic violence, there's help out there. Like Dave said, it is a disease, and a lot of times people need help that they don't seek. And it is out there. It's not going to come to your door. You're going to have to go to it. And you have to know who you're dealing with. And the first sign of domestic violence is that's the red flag that you need. You did it once, you'll do it again. So you have to take heed and get yourself some help. As the victim as far as the abuser, both of them need some help. So, and it's out there. So whoever's listening, if you're in a domestic situation, go out there and get yourself some help. And love yourself. Love yourself more.
All right.
So
all right,
this is over to me now.
Yes, you have the mic in your hand, Diva.
Excellent show, Divas. Awesome show, as always. But I guess the domestic violence was hitting on a serious topic, which it always is. Any type of domestic violence is what it is, you know, and as we always say, know your self-worth. But if you see those red flags, please bail out ASAP. And we've come to the end of our show. If you guys have any topics, any questions, anything that you would like to speak about, if you don't want to hit one of us divas up, myself, Angie, or Rachel, you can always call hit up GQ Palace, which is GEEQUE002@gmail.com. And as always, we thank the callers, listeners, and most of all, God. Tune in next week, same time, same place. GQ Palace doing big things. 8 different shows, 11 different hosts. Reality and Relationships on Thursdays, from 8 to 10 with KL and Tiffany Belvin. On Friday, Love and Entertainment with our very own CEO host, Rich Money, from 6 to 9. On Sunday, Spiritual Sunday, with our very own executive producer, Lavina Polite, from 7 to 9. Immediately following her show, Crossroad Temple, from 9 to 10 with Timmy Scribby Hunter. Mondays, Unsigned Artist Radio from 8 to 9. Host varies, but most likely Rich Money. Mondays, Love, Life, and Loyalty, immediately following that, is 9-11 with Deanne Lane. Then you're back with us on Wednesday, Love Fantasy from 8 to 10 with the Diva Squad, myself, Angie, and Rachel. And with that being said, I want to wish everyone a blessed rest of the week. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, Friday, and we're out of here. I love you all, and may God bless you all. Bye-bye. Yeah.
Let it rap, y'all.
And it's bug